I am voting BNP because it is the only party with the courage to speak out about the biggest danger facing this country today, Islamic extremism.
60 years ago, this country was saved from a foreign invasion which would have destroyed our democracy, saved for the sacrifice of a few brave men remembered here. My father served in the RAF throughout that war for our freedom, and he and his old comrades still remember with affection the many Poles and Czechs and West Indians and Sikhs who stood by their side. But there is no comparison between that limited immigration and what is happening today. This is absolute madness, and it must stop. Other parties' broadcasts are all full of spin. This one's different. The British National Party is different. We tell the blunt truth. That's why the other parties hate and lie about us. So here's one blunt truth. Tony Blair dragged us into the wrong war. The real danger from Islamic fundamentalist terror doesn't come from distant Iraq. It comes from the growing threat from Muslim extremists living here in Britain. But only a few Muslim leaders have clearly condemned the evil of terrorism carried out in the name of Allah. But what politician dares to tell the same truth? Only us. Tony Blair, Michael Howard, and Charles Kennedy all claim that Islam is a religion of peace. There are many peaceful and tolerant verses in the Quran, but there are also some, like chapter 9, verse 1-3. Fight those of the unbelievers who live near to you, and let them see how harsh you can be. Of course, Christianity used to be like that, but our forebears reformed it and made it compatible with the modern world, with democracy, and with our Western traditions of tolerance and intellectual freedom. Now moderate Muslims who want to live here in the West must do the same with their faith. The BNP has no quarrel with the Islamic world. We believe that we should pull our troops out of Iraq and stop backing George Bush's attempts to westernize the Middle East. But in turn, we insist that Muslim fundamentalists are stopped from trying to Islamify Britain. So who is to blame for this mess? Not the immigrants themselves. No one can blame them for coming here to seek a better life. And a limited number really wouldn't have done any harm. But the trouble is that we're not looking at limited numbers. Whether it's called immigration, asylum, or managed migration, it's now a third world flood which is wrecking this country for all of us. David Blunkett has even admitted that he sees no obvious upper limit to future immigration. Well, we all do. England's full up. A big BNP vote on June the 10th will make the other parties take notice of the patriotic majority. In the last Dutch elections, a big protest vote for the nationalists forced their government to shut the gates and deport thousands of bogus asylum seekers. At least that will be a start. Back in 1968, Enoch Powell spoke of his forebodings for the future, and Enoch was right. Unless urgent action is taken to defuse the crisis by shutting Britain's doors to any further immigration and deporting bogus asylum seekers and radical Islamists, unless these things are done, then Powell's warnings will come true, and we'll find ourselves in the middle of a bloody civil war.
Our India was torn apart by Islamic separatism. Some 2 million people died, including my own father, hacked to death in front of my eyes.
You can have Muslim fundamentalism or democracy. You can have Muslim fundamentalism or women's rights. You can have Muslim fundamentalism or peace, but you can't have both. Are our values worth preserving? It's your choice. I hope you'll remember this as you're voting British National Party on June the 10th.